Beginning current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf Kufi at Alvin, begin on the base. Begin with Tezer Maskel, begins words of Gemara. Moedub Shimon, Psek Reshe, Shimon agrees when it is inevitable. So he's going to explain that the garment in the hole of the wall of the barrel, that is a very much Psek Reshe. And that's because the Gemara brought that also Shimon holds that Shimon is coming as Mutter, but he agrees, oh, that doesn't mean Rab doesn't hold like him. He would agree that if you squeeze in the garment into that spigot hole, that even though you're not intending to do the schita, it would be forbidden because of segregation. That is bothered the Bahadam, but this, I think Gemara says, Gabeloi lahadik inish udra pumidashisha, that person should not go ahead and squeeze in some cotton by the opening of the jug, demosle schita, because it might come to schita. Sounds like veloy of segregation, that's not inevitable. Says Taisi Yashalchalik, you could differentiate. The also mayor bekisush in the belay kolkach, they were talking about a cover, first of all, that doesn't, it's not so much absorbed inside. And also, you don't push it in so tightly. Because you're only concerned just that it should be covered. So therefore, yes, by putting in the cotton, it's only concerned. First of all, it's on the side of the barrel. By Leah Harbor, it does absorb a lot. And also, you're pushing it in tightly. That the wine shouldn't leak out. So that is, that's inevitable. And therefore, that's not just a concern. And therefore, we're saying Rav Shimon would agree to the halacha of Rav. Next says the master begins words b'shalosh machlekes b'davar, that there are three disagreements in this thing, which the Gemara concluded that according to Shimon that he holds that even where it's not commonly found the rose oil, it's permitted to go in and smear it, and it's not like a problem about refuah because that's how princes do it in old Jewish princes. Rav holds where it's commonly found it's permitted, when not commonly found it's going to be forbidden. Taisus brings some text that had the girsa that at the conclusion of the Gemara it said and shalosh machlekes b'davar. That as if the Tanakh Kama holds that even where it's commonly found, it's going to be forbidden. And that's what Taisus is from the Ligazin Leda, those texts that don't have that Girsa, where according to that Girsa, the Tanakh Kama also holds in the Mishnah that you should not anoint with the rose oil that's specifically where it's Loi Shchiach, but where it is Shchiach, it would be permitted the way Rav says. Hadn Loch Shmei Shrotzim, which shall return to Perek Shmei Shrotzim and Masech the Shabbos, and with that, with Taisus, and with that, we begin the next Perek Ve'elik Kishar, which we begin with Taisus and Asa, it begins the words of the Gemara, Nivel Remei Amahu. Making a bow, according to Meir, what would the halacha be? It's just going to explain that you cannot resolve it from the rabbanon of the rope of the bucket, which Mishnah we learned there, according to Meir, that any knot which is not so tight that you could go ahead and open it with one hand, so then you're not going to be liable for opening it, even if you're doing it or tying it, even if you're doing it that it shall last. Where the Gemara wonders, according to Meir, what's the halacha with making a bow? Because on the one hand, it's very tight, but you could open it with one hand if you can be chayv such a knot or not. So that takes the bottom of him. If you're going to say, "Am I loy pashid mididnan lekamon?" Why can't you resolve it from this? That we learn later on. Chebel delisha nefsa. Give the rope of a bucket that got detached. Loye koyshe elo oimva. You should not knot it, but rather, what should you do? You should make a bow. Umuchacha beperikam de pesachim. It's obvious from the first parak pesachim nav yirav menal. The han rabban han remeir. Who's this quote rabbanon? It's remeir. Because the parak chasim no. Because actually the Gemara asks from that halacha. The rabban shem remeir from the rabban that's remeir. So you see that is his halacha. And you see that he holds that making a bow is permitted. That's what you can say is no. There, the Gemara's question in Pesachim is also out of doubt. If those Rabbanon of the Brisa is Remeir, then we have a difficulty in Reb Meir. But it's commotion, Mesabekan. It's just like we have a doubt over here that maybe the Rabbanon of the rope of the bucket is not Remeir, and if you cannot resolve him there to say that making a bow is going to be permitted according to Remeir.